Over the last couple of years, art sales in the Czech Republic have seen a decline. But this year is different. And it's not just the record sale of a František Kupka painting that did the trick. The market now attracts collectors who are ready to look beyond the well-established segment of modern art that has topped sales so far. In this edition of Marketplace, Jan Richter looks at the latest developments on the Czech art market.
The Shape of Blue, a striking abstract painting by František Kupka from 1914, sold for 57.4 million crowns, or over $2.8 million, at an auction in Prague last month. The sale broke the Czech auction record, also held by a Kupka painting. Vladimír Lekeš is the owner of Adolf Loos Apartment and Gallery, the auction house that sold the painting. He explained some of the reasons why The Shape of Blue sold for such an immense sum.
The Shape Blue, or the blue, comes from the most fruitful period of Kupka's career, and the picture appeared in numerous publications and was exhibited practically worldwide. The painting has also unique provenance. It comes from the collection of Jindřich Valdes, and Jindřich Valdes was very important Czechoslovak pre-war industrialist and owned the Kohinoor factory. And Kupka met Jindřich Valdes in 1919, and ever since Jindřich Valdes generously supported the painter until he was captured by the Gestapo in 1939.
The painting's impeccable pedigree was another reason behind the record sum it fetched. After it was confiscated by the Nazis and then by the Communists, The Shape of Blue spent the rest of the century in the National Gallery, until it was returned to Jindřich Valdes' heirs, along with the rest of his spectacular collection.
Valdes' collection was restituted in 1996 from National Gallery Prague, but most of the Valdes' collection has been already sold and now is in private hands. In future, only a limited number of artworks from this collection can appear.
The Kupka sale alone has provided a boost to the Czech art market, which went through a significant decline over the last couple of years. But Marcela Chmelařová, the editor of a Czech art investment website artplus.cz, says the record sale of The Shape of Blue does not in fact say much about the direction the whole Czech art market is going.
About the market, it says nothing because it's the very top of the market. It's the top segment of the market, and these extremely expensive pictures have special collectors, special investors. If we would like to talk about really about the market and about the health of the market, we have to look at the picture for 50,000, 200,000 maximum.
Today, František Kupka is perhaps the best-known Czech modern painter. His pieces top the list of the most expensive sales, followed by other artists of the same period, such as Emil Fila, Toyen, Josef Čapek, and others. But high prices of early 20th century art have made collectors look elsewhere, says Marcela Chmelařová.
It's the main segment with the top prices, and for that, that the price of modern are quite high at the moment, there is another significant trend that the buyers now specialize at something else. They buy works on paper and sculpture and items from Aisha. This is very popular now in Czech Republic.
Since 2009, when Czech auction sales reached a record high of 751 million crowns, the turnover of Czech auction houses fell for 2 years in a row, and in 2011 dropped to 645 million. Jan Skřivánek is the editor-in-chief of the magazine Art and Antiques.
The art market was worst hit in 2009 after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. The art market went quite rapidly down. In Czech, however, year 2009 was record high. That was the best year in the history of Czech auctions so far. Also, even though if we can talk about that the market as a whole is somehow hurt by the economical crisis, it doesn't mean that the top pieces don't sell.
Last year, 93 art pieces sold at over 10 million crowns, or roughly $500,000. That was down by nearly a half compared to the record year 2009. But this year has seen a revival across the art market.
The art market was maybe hurt in the lower segment, that the middle class didn't collect that much, but this segment wasn't that strong in here anyway, and I have the feeling that now it's actually coming back, that really the paintings in the middle segment, really around 100, from 100,000 to 500,000 or something, that now are making some very interesting sales are happening in this segment. So that's either that the very rich are also looking for good value in this segment, or that the people who are not competing for the million crown paintings but are following this segment are more willing to buy. But it's hard to decide which is the case.
While investors consider art a safe haven for their money, the surge in prices might also be driven by dwindling supply. Some top pieces from various renowned collections, including that of Jindřich Valdes, are yet to be auctioned, but Jan Skřivánek says it will be increasingly challenging to keep them coming.
It depends on the quality of the art pieces, that to get the top quality paintings, it's actually for the auction houses much harder to get the excellent pieces, and that's where the competitions comes in, that they really trying to persuade the collectors to sell, compete in terms of who gives them better conditions under which they will auction their painting, sometimes the auction houses say that, well, the buyers, if you have a good piece, the buyers will come no matter what. It doesn't matter when you make the auction, where you make the auctions, the buyers will find you. But the trick is to find the quality work and get the good painting that will attract the buyers.
The demand side of the market is very different. Buyers are now interested in artifacts that until recently generated little attention.
Now we have 2012 there are many collectors which are very experienced now at the moment, and they choose very special things. For example, yesterday there were a picture of Wojciech Hinaj's painting from the end of 19th century, and he hasn't been very, very famous at the market or very interesting for the buyers, but yesterday the picture sold for 6 million crowns and the starting price was 900,000, so this is very really special case that the collectors are capable pay a very special price for a very special item.
Czech collectors have been rather conservative in their preferences. Early 20th century remains the most popular period by far, because modern paintings have proven their value over the years. But Marcela Chmelařová from artplus.cz says that post-war art is increasingly coming into the spotlight.
That segment has a special collectors. These are, I think, middle class, doctors and so on. And maybe the young people who have good jobs in banks and so on, and they are starting to buy also post-war and contemporary art, which is for them interesting. And this is a new thing, because post-war and contemporary art, 5 years ago, nobody was interested in it.
One of the best-selling Czech painters from the post-war period has been Mikuláš Medek, but Jan Skřivánek is skeptical about this author becoming the new Kupka.
I don't think so. I actually think that he's already at the top and he cannot go much further. He's definitely one of the key figures of the Czech art of the 60s and 70s, but I think from today's point of view, there are some other artists that are maybe more interesting, like Adriana Šimotová, maybe like Jiří Balcár, Karel Malich, even Zdeněk Sikora. But all these names that we mentioned, they are already very well known and are reaching record prices.
With collectors paying more attention to art from the 1960s and 70s, how is contemporary Czech art doing?
The contemporary art market is much harder to follow because the sales are not happening through the auction houses but through galleries or privately. So it's harder to learn about them, to know about them. And I don't think that actually the art from the late 80s, early 90s is that much popular now. Their pieces sometimes appear on the auctions. They do rather good, but I don't think it's some trend.
The Shape of Blue by František Kupka was acquired by a foreign buyer, a Russian speaker, according to media reports. But whoever bought the painting might be disappointed in the end. The National Heritage Institute, which oversees the agenda of monument protection, backtracked on its earlier statement and said the piece is indeed registered as cultural monument. That means it cannot leave the country and cannot be even sold to a foreign citizen. Vladimir Lekes from the auction house that sold the painting says this will have a negative effect on the whole market.
It will be more difficult to find a buyer, not only from abroad, who obviously wants to export the painting, but also here in the Czech Republic. Some clients see works of art as investment and consider their future sale abroad. One can say it will isolate us from the international art market developments. At the same time, it will inevitably harm propagation and circulation of Czech art abroad.
Mr. Lekes says he is ready to sue the National Heritage Institute and the Ministry of Culture if need be to make sure the painting can be exported. But Jan Skrivánek from the Art and Antiques magazine believes the effect of the ban will be less immediate than that.
I don't think it will have that big effect because the foreign buyers are not playing that important role on the Czech market because there are not that many pieces that are interesting for them. This was quite unique case, so it wouldn't be a good situation. I think in our interest, even from a cultural point of view, is that it gets the permit, that it only helps Kupka if he's on the international market and so on. So it makes no sense to keep it here. But in practical terms, I think it wouldn't make that much big difference.
The auction season has only just begun, so if you're not concerned about not being able to take the artifacts out of the country, the website artplus.cz is a good starting point to see what's happening on the Czech art market.